Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/TheYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. In a recent group coaching session, I came across this question of why you would want to start your own independent financial advisory firm versus working for an already existing firm. And I want to break down exactly what would you think about when you're starting your own firm and why exactly you would want to do that instead of work for someone else. Get the pen and paper out. Now, I want to break right into it today because a popular topic amongst many financial professionals or aspiring financial professionals is, should I start my own firm? And the question is, should you start your own firm? I think a main reason for starting your own firm is if the current firm you work for, you do not agree with what they do ethically or morally. Not necessarily legally. If it's legally, it's almost kind of like a no-brainer because you don't want to lose your licenses or any of the things that you've worked really hard for. And you really don't want to go to prison or be fined or be banned from the industry. But, you know, if they're crossing what could sometimes be known as a gray area in our industry from an ethical or moral standpoint, I mean, you just don't agree with that, then that's a reason to leave, you know, because you want to be able to sleep well at night, like I always say. Lay your head on the pillow, know that you've done a great job for a potential client or an existing client, and not have any worries or fears about the advice that you're giving to them. Hey, do me a favor and comment down below what may keep you from staying at a firm that maybe crossed some of the gray area, if you will, on your own internal values. I'd be curious to hear what you say. Another reason that you would want to possibly leave your existing firm and start your own is that there isn't a clear career path that you're supposed to be following. There's no career progression that that you want. You know, it's not appealing to you, or it just isn't there. You know, those would be questions around, right, whether there's upward mobility or whether you're growing or not. You know, one of the best things about working for an already existing firm is that you're getting that experience component. However, if you're, you know, the fact that you're not going to be able to ever progress and you're always going to be like this junior associate, it doesn't really matter how much experience that you get if that's never going to make you happy. So you have to weigh that component in the light of what you want to do in your own career. So I would say if you don't have a definite career path or it's very, you know, kind of murky or unclear, then that may be a reason that you want to leave. Yet another reason that you may want to leave and start your own firm is that the firm that you're at is just not, you know, stable enough. Maybe that could be financially or maybe from a management standpoint or a leadership standpoint. You know, I've seen a lot of advisors that build great practices from a standpoint of bringing in clients and bringing in revenue, but they're not always the best leaders and they're not always the best managers, and they can make it pretty hard for people that work with them or the people around them on the team. And so from that standpoint, if you don't have a really good visionary leader that's good at strategy and building out the firm, then eventually that's going to come back to bite the firm in the butt later on down the road. And that could turn into financial problems for the firm. It could turn into a lot of different things. And if you just don't want to be around for that because you see it coming, then that could be a reason that you want to leave also. Hey, Dominique here, and I hope you are really enjoying this week's episode. Look, if you're a current or aspiring financial professional and you'd like to join a community of like-minded individuals that I'm sharing my 20 plus years of experience with, make sure you visit my website at www.djh-capital.com for more information. Now back to this week's episode. Another reason why you may consider starting your own and leaving your existing firm is that your firm doesn't value your contribution. There can be really no makeup, even money. This has been proven in a lot of surveys. Even money doesn't make up for the fact that if you're making a significant contribution and not ever being recognized for the value that you have to the team or to the firm, that could be pretty disheartening. Now, granted, in the first 2 to 3 years of your career, you may not be making a substantive contribution. So just be realistic of that particular fact. But after that, if you're making a contribution and it's just not being recognized, or you're in a toxic type of environment where people, you know, take take, you know, any credit for what you've done and pass it off on their own or things of that nature. That may be a reason why you want to start your own and just do things your way. Now, real quickly, there's been a lot of research on this particular topic around the types of recognition that make people stay at firms. So I'd be really curious, what jives the best with you? What type of recognition do you like? Is it money? Is it awards? Is it, you know, things of that nature? Comment down below. I would like to hear what it is that makes you tick and what would make you stay at a firm. The final reason that I have for someone starting their firm, and granted, there's plenty more, but these are the top five that I've ran across in coaching dozens of advisors, is the fact that the owners may not be looking to be in it for the long haul. They may be looking to sell, that is. And that could be good or bad. You know, it could be good if they're looking to sell to you, right? If they're giving you an opportunity to maybe buy into some of the equity or a share of the book or something like that, and maybe they're going to fade off into the sunset eventually. However, if they're, you know, they're in talks with a major firm to acquire them, or you just don't have any input into what the firm's direction is and they're getting ready to sell, and there may be some changes in the organization or the management, that could be a reason to go ahead and, you know, pack up your bags and leave before things get hectic or before things start happening that you have no control over. It's the saying of, it's better to know about the devil that you do know versus the devil that you don't know. So, you know, you got a new organization or a new management or leadership team coming in that you don't know, and you don't know what they're all about. That could be a reason for you to particularly leave then and go ahead and start your firm. Now, the discussion is not over. I want to hear from you about what you value, what those internal, you know, things are that would be crossing the line in your instance, and what forms of recognition are important to you, whether that be awards or money or something else. I would love to hear from you, so make sure you leave a comment down below to say what is the thing that makes you tick. I've also done a video with Day in the Life of a Financial Advisor. It's my own personal vlog, and it's kind of in two parts. I've done one earlier and I've done one just recently, and I want you to see what it's like to run your own firm. So I will link that up into the playlist so you can check it out. Bye for now. We'll talk to you later. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it. And it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.